Living Emunah, number 27, New Scenery, Same Hashem. The pasuk, the verse states in Devarim, Hama'achilcha man b'midbar l'ma'an nasosecho. Hashem fed our ancestors manna as they traveled through the wilderness in order to test them. It simply says in Shemot that Hashem provided manna l'ma'an anasenu for the purpose of testing B'nai Israel, the Jewish people. The commentators ask why the manna, a miraculous means of daily sustenance, would pose a test. Several commentators, the Rashbam, Ibn Ezra, explain that the manna was a test because it couldn't be left over until the next day. Imagine a person with a large family, including several young children, and after dinner he sees some manna left over and tells his family, "We need to eat it, we can't leave any over." The children, knowing that the family has not even a morsel of food besides these scraps of leftover manna, ask, "Daddy, what are we going to eat for breakfast? This is all we have." "Don't worry," the father answers. "Hashem will send us more food in the morning." The test was whether B'nai Israel, the Jewish people, would leave over food for the next day or would worry about the next day instead of trusting that Hashem would provide more food for them. At first, though, this answer doesn't appear satisfactory. Perhaps during the first month after the manna began to fall, or maybe even the first year, it might have been a challenge for B'nai Israel, the Jewish people, to trust that the manna would arrive the next morning. At the beginning, we can indeed understand the challenge of going to sleep without any food for the next day. Once they'd grown accustomed to receiving a portion of manna each and every day without fail for 20 years, was this still a test? Wasn't it natural at this point to trust that a new portion of manna would fall the next day? Truth be told, this is no question at all, and we need only to look at ourselves to understand why. Hashem has been taking care of us every day since we were born, and yet we still worry about tomorrow. A person can be 60 years old and never had a single day when his needs weren't met, but he's still worried about the future. Why do we worry so much? Hasn't Hashem proven himself to us by now? People might answer this question by saying, "Yes, but maybe I won't have my job tomorrow. Maybe business will be bad, or maybe tuition will go up again." There are many factors that cause us to worry, but one of life's greatest tests is to resist this natural tendency and to trust that Hashem will continue caring for us instead of worrying. People generally feel uneasy and nervous when changes occur in their lives. When a boy is getting married, he's anxious. Ever since he was born, his parents have been supporting him, and now he assumes the responsibility of providing for a family. This isn't the correct attitude. The Chovas HaLevavos, the 11th century Torah work, Duties of the Heart, writes in Shaar Bitachon, the section on trusting in Hashem, that we go through many changes during our lives, but once we realize that Hashem controls everything, these changes don't matter at all. Throughout the groom's life, Hashem has been supporting him through his parents. Now that he's getting married, Hashem will support him in another way. From the time we are born until the end, everything comes from Hashem. The only thing that changes is the scenery. When a person changes jobs, he's apprehensive. He thinks that maybe it won't work out, or maybe his income won't be as good as his previous job. He must realize that his livelihood has nothing to do with his job. Hashem supported him until now through one job, and now he'll support him through a different job. He didn't change bosses, he just moved to a different division. Many things change over the course of our lives, but the thing that never changes is that Hashem is in control. Our job is to realize that Hashem does everything for us, and this is a lifelong test. The pasuk, the verse in Devarim, concludes, "In order to test you, to do good for you in your end." Hashem tests us only so that we will ultimately earn even greater blessing because of our trust in the end.